Prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Abraham Lincoln wrote, "We cannot forget history. We will be remembered for good or ill. We cannot escape the burden nor responsibility." Almighty God, on this President's Day, we are mindful how you have called us to be leaders, to take us through perilous times, and how they are remembered today. Help us to be mindful of the history we create through these difficult times and the effect our actions will have on our people. So we pray for guidance and direction for what we will say and do and the bills we will produce and are affected into law. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from St. Francois, Senator from 7th, Senator from Franklin, Senator from 10th. A quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 23rd.
Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, I move for the reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 2nd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two very special guests on my right.
Yes, you
and
do.
Your left. I got my two beautiful children who are off school today because of President's Day, so they came up to the Capitol. There's Scotty Jr. and Noel, and I would like to have them be made pages of the day to serve without compensation, Mr. President.
And young people will be made pages. Let's welcome the guests of the senator from the 2nd, his two children. Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. On your right and my left, I'm joined by my wife, Amanda, in the blue, and would ask the body to make her feel welcome. She decided to come up and just spend the day and the evening with me today.
We're delighted to have Amanda Dixon with us here today in the Missouri Senate. Introductions. Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Off to my left and your right, four young men sitting over there that have achieved the rank of Eagle Scout that are joining us here today. They have spent the afternoon down here touring the Capitol, seeing the House and the Senate. They're now watching us in process. And, Mr. President, I would ask the members of the Senate, please join me in welcoming these tremendous young men who have done a lot of hard work to get to where they are. And we appreciate all they've done, and we congratulate them on their Eagle Scout.
We're delighted to welcome the Eagle Scouts and their adult leaders here today. Let's give them a warm welcome in the Missouri Senate. Further introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions. Todd, you getting some introduction of bills. Senator from St. Francois.
Mr. President, I have two bills.
Send them forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 302, introduced by Senator Engler. An act relating to malpractice insurance.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. We want to make sure this committee from the Senate this year heard testimony on underfunding of insurance companies for medical malpractice. We want to make sure that both the doctors and the patients are protected.
Thank you. Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 303, introduced by Senator Engler. An act relating to licensure of certain professions.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is dealing with the Medical Arts Board. The fact in the last few years, we don't think they've had any teeth, and we've had a difficult time getting doctors self-policed, if you would, and this would give them the tools they say is necessary so that we don't have to wait until after somebody's convicted of killing people before we suspend their license. Thank you.
Other introduction of bills. Senator from St. Charles, the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send it forward. That very capable young lady to your left.
Talented page the Senate has ever seen.
Well, we appreciate the work of the page. Thank you. Please read the bill.
Senate Bill 304, introduced by Senator Roop. An act relating to life and health reinsurance contracts.
Senator from Polk.
I have a bill.
Please send the bill forward. Please read the bill.
Senate Bill 305, introduced by Senator Parson. An act relating to the sale of plastic bulk merchandise containers.
No explanation needed.
Thank you. Introduction of bill, Senator from Christian.
Bill, Mr. President.
Please send the bill forward. Please read the bill.
Senate Bill 306, introduced by Senator Watson. An act relating to credit unions.
Explanation.
Thank you. Senator from the 10th.
I have a bill.
Please send that bill forward.
And Mr. President, I have no explanation for this bill.
Thank you. Please read the bill.
Senate Bill 307, introduced by Senator Justice. An act relating to court costs for certain municipal ordinance violations.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 26th.
President, I have a bill.
Please send that bill forward.
Thank you.
Please read the bill.
Senate Bill 308, introduced by Senator Nieves, an act relating to the laws of other countries.
Would you like to explain your bill?
Very simple, Mr. President. It just has to do with American laws for American courts. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send that bill forward. Please read the bill.
No explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator.
Senate Bill 309, introduced by Senator Kehoe. An act relating to taxes to fund emergency services.
Senator from the second, for what reason do you rise?
May I make an inquiry of the chair?
State your inquiry.
I just wanted to know if the senator from Cole has tripled the amount of legislation he's filed than the previous senator.
We will research that and let you know. Senator, may the chair inquire of you?
Yes.
I noticed that neither of the pages have shoes.
That is correct. It's so much more fun to take your shoes off and slide on the marble floors in your socks than it is to be clunking around. So.
Thank you, Senator. They're doing a great job. We're glad they're here. Other introduction of bills? Seeing none, Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of House bills on second reading.
House bills on second reading.
House committee substitute for House Bill 45.
House committee substitute for House Bill 45.
Right. House committee substitute for House Bill 45, an act relating to small businesses.
Ways and Means Fiscal Oversight. House Committee substitute for House Bill 73 and 47.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 73 and 47, an act relating to illegal drug use of applicants and recipients of temporary assistance for needy family benefits.
Health and Mental Health. House Committee substitute for House Bill 163.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 163, an act relating to unemployment compensation.
Small Business, Insurance, and Industry. Mr. President,
Senator from Stoddard,
would you please refer Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 10 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics?
It shall be referred. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills on perfection.
Senate bills for perfection. Senate bill 71, the Senator from Polk, for what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 71 be taken up for perfection.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Polk. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill's before the body. Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate Bill 71 be declared perfected and ordered printed.
You heard the motion by the Senator from Polk. Senator, would you like to explain your bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. Basically, last year there was a bill passed by the legislation that dealt with appraisal management companies. And what it did at the time, the department, actually the financial institutions, the banks and the credit unions were exempt from that piece of legislation. And the reason the bankers were exempt from the reporting requirements, the appraisal managements were, was they already report, they're already regulated by the Department of Finance, Department of Credit Unions, FDIC, the OCC, and the Federal Reserve. However, in that language, if you read through the paragraph, you will find in the last sentence, a entity exempted as provided in this subdivision shall file a notice with the commission containing information required in section 339.110. So if you read the whole paragraph, it exempts banks, S&Ls, and credit unions from reporting, but then says because they are exempt, they need to report. With that, Mr. President, I'll be glad to answer any questions.
You've heard the motion by the Senator from Polk. Any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 23rd, for what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. May I inquire the Senator from Polk?
Senator, do you yield?
I do.
I'm sorry, Senator. I was talking to the Senator from St. Francois. Could you run that by me again? I just wanted to look like you were going to get to perfect this thing without any inquiring, and I couldn't really have that. So
that was kind of the main purpose. I thought things were going well, actually. What happened is you had the financial institutions were exempt from the reporting on the appraisal management side of it last year that we passed. But in the legislation, it basically says they got to report so they can be exempt, which they already are in the first place.
Okay.
So it's basically a technical error. It was okay on the consent calendar. I'm not sure how it works over here in the Senate, but it was.
No, I think one senator, any senator, can put a letter in removing a bill from the consent calendar.
Well, I can't believe they did it on this one, but evidently they had
so
a reason.
You have experienced that. All right. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Senator from Saline.
I'm asked unanimous consent to introduce special guests.
Hearing no objection, proceed.
Mr. President, on my left and your right, all across the back wall, we have the 4-H Legislative Academy. I want to thank my colleagues who have offered their time to talk to these folks. I think there may be a couple more slots if somebody else would like to address this group tomorrow. So thank you very much. we would ask the Senate to make them feel welcome.
We would like to welcome the guest of the Senator from Saline. We appreciate you being here, and welcome to the State Senate. We're on the motion of the senator from Polk. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 5th, for what reason do you rise?
To beg unanimous consent, Mr. President, for introduction of very special guests.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you. In the chamber above me to the rear, you will see many very handsome women dressed in red. These are the women of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, of which I am a member. This is their Delta Day in the Capitol. They do it every year. They come in to talk to their legislators and to look beautiful in the red. And I would ask the Senate, of course, to welcome them. They're from all corners of the state, St. Louis, Kansas City, Columbia, Jefferson City, and I'd ask the Senate to welcome them.
Members of the guests of the Senate from the 5th will please rise. We'll welcome you to the Missouri Senate. Thank you for being here today. We're on the motion of the Senator from Polk. Any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
You've heard the motion, the Senator from Polk. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are on the perfection calendar, Senate Bill 58. Senator from Saline.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 58 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Saline. All those of opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from Saline.
Mr. President, I move for the adoption of the Senate committee report and have a Senate substitute.
Please send your substitute forward. Senator, has it been distributed?
It has been distributed, and I ask for a waiver of the reading.
Hearing no objection to the waiver.
Move for the adoption of the Senate substitute.
The senator has moved for the adoption of his substitute. Senator, proceed.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 58 updates the household moving laws in the state of Missouri, many reverting back to the 30s. It removes the certificate of need for establishing a new mover. Movers no longer will have to file rates with MoDOT. Movers will be able to change the rate when it's reasonable. We're doing a lot of this is matching Missouri law with the federal law. 95% of the business these folks do, they do under the federal regulations. This makes it, this brings the other 5% under the same type of regulation. It still has all the consumer protection that we've had, that was in the original law. So we've protected consumers and allowed for some competition and moved the law in up to date. The irony of this situation under present law is that you can discount a move from Cape Girardeau to Louisville, Kentucky, but not from Cape Girardeau to Kansas City. And today's movers have to classify whether they will only move within a commercial zone or a statewide authority under the new bill. When you have authority, it is statewide. There will be no longer a commercial zone. A lot of the changes from the committee sub to the Senate sub are technical changes, and one big change is how MoDOT checks to be sure that workers' comp is being handled. Be glad to answer any questions, Mr. President.
The senator from Saline has moved for the adoption of the Senate substitute. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion, Senator from the 11th? From the 11th.
May I inquire of the Senator from Saline?
Senator from Saline, do you yield?
I yield.
Proceed.
Senator, I just wanted to inquire because it's been almost a week since I've seen you and I, you know, kind of missed you over the weekend.
I appreciate that, Senator.
Let me ask you, is this some requirement that was in statute that's just kind of left over from the old days? Is that?
Yes.
I mean, I wasn't even aware until I saw your bill that we had a whole set of statutes involving regulating movers. And I guess your point is a lot of it's reverting back to the federal interstate?
Right. What I think it was like 97 or somewhere in that area that the feds deregulated most of the trucking industry. And the movers were left behind. I did some work a couple of years ago for them to allow them to be able to be competitive within a commercial zone. This takes that out of, you know, lets you go statewide with that authority. And I think one of the big deals is that it required a certificate of need. If you wanted to go into the moving business, you had to prove that there was a need in the trade territory, and then you had to get permission from all of your competitors to join, which is a bit archaic. There was a lawsuit, I think, from the senator from the 1st District that was filed with. It never did get clear through the process, but it's clearly something that MoDOT and the movers were very interested in updating the regulations and staying out of those problems.
Okay. In section 387.040, currently they post all the rates with the Missouri Highway Commission.
Right.
And you're changing it to they do have to have them posted at their location, right?
They have to be posted so that MoDOT or the public can see them, but it takes away the formal rate filing with MoDOT.
Okay. And then can you just real briefly, what is this business with participating in joint tariffs? What does joint tariff refer to?
What originally a joint tariff is joint between two companies. So if you've got a move that is moving from one state to another, or within the, say one company has authority to move so far and then another company picks it up, you had these joint tariffs that had to be filed. What happens now is that you have a contract for each move. So if you've got two people involved, they have a contract for that specific move, but there's no filing for in general over the whole.
Okay. And then this section, you have a requirement on workers' compensation insurance. I assume in this line of work, workers' comp is probably a more common phenomenon.
Right, and it basically that when a new mover enters, or everybody is required to comply with workers' comp laws. But one of the problems with this industry, if you've got people moving in and out, and I think under state law, if you have 5 employees, you have to provide workers' comp. This just says that MoDOT's going to check that before they issue a license.
Okay. So they have to comply and have paid all their workers' comp.
Right.
Before, and if they don't, the license can be yanked.
Right.
And the authority still is retained with the Highway Commission, ultimately? Okay. So, okay. Now, the federal law that it reverts to, this does not involve the Commerce Clause, does it? Of the federal
sure
Constitution.
Does, Senator.
Okay. No, I do. All right. Thanks very much, Senator.
We're on the motion of the Senator from Saline for the adoption of the Senate substitute. Does the other Senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 13th, for what reason do you rise?
To inquire the Senator from the 21st.
Senator, do you yield?
I yield.
Proceed.
Senator, I was in the back room talking and something came up about competitiveness and over the road stuff.
Right.
So, and then workers' comp came up in the discussion. What is it we're doing?
Well, we're bringing Missouri's household mover law into into the same range as what the federal laws are. What's happening is that these folks do 95% of their business under federal law, and then they have these archaic rules to move interstate. So if you were in Louisville, if you were in Cape Girardeau and wanted to move to Louisville, and you called me up and wanted a quote for that move, if I had some time, I could give you, you know, if I didn't have anything for my employees to do, I could give you a really good price. But if you wanted to move from Cape Girardeau to Kansas City, then it's a published price and that's it. And so, I mean, that's one of the things.
It deals with only tariffs and things of that sort and nature across state lines?
Actually, this deals with tariffs inside the state of Missouri.
We're not doing anything with the oh, we are doing something with workers' compensation?
All we're saying is that you have to comply with workers' compensation.
Oh, okay. The reason I asked this question, and we won't continue to elaborate, but several years ago, and it has come back to haunt us on several court cases, but there was a move that these over-the-road truck drivers became independent contractors,
yeah,
even if they were driving for Roadway. Roadway would give them the route, give them the truck, pay for the gas, but they were an independent contractor so they could avoid paying workers' comp. And that ended up snowballing into a bigger problem with it. So that's where I was going when I'm very much
acquainted with that issue. This has nothing to do with that.
So don't think I'm just jumping up, but when I heard over the road, work comp, I thought, is this that issue? We're now doing more, because I wanted to possibly get into a more intense conversation on that.
This just says that if you're going to be licensed in the state of Missouri, you have to follow workers' comp laws.
We're fine. Thank you for your quick inquiry, and I hope you appreciate that's just popped in my mind. Thank you.
We're on the adoption motion and the Senate substitute. Does any other senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The Senator has renewed his motion for the adoption of the Senate substitute. All those in opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Saline.
We have adopted the motion. I now move that we declare the bill perfected and ordered printed.
The senator from Saline has moved that House Senate Bill 58, the Senate substitute for Senate Bill 58, be declared perfected and ordered printed. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Saline. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Bill is ordered, perfected, declared perfected, ordered, printed. Senator, we are on the Senate bills for perfection. Senator from the 23rd, for what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. As I did not announce Senate Bill 28 on Thursday, we will not be able to get to that today. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. I ask that you recognize me for an announcement.
What is 28? Announcements. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just to let members know that March 1st is the deadline for introducing bills. And I will make an announcement in just a moment on upcoming legislation. We will bring up Senate Bill 8 tomorrow.
Other announcements. Senator from Lawrence.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Judiciary will meet immediately on adjournment in the Senate Lounge.
Other announcements. Any other announcements? Seeing none, Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from the 23rd. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned.